Okay, we are picking up five lines from the bottom of Aleph from the base words of Ikar to Amri. Just to remind ourselves what we were discussing, we had the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir of how far off can Edim be in terms of their Edus, that if they once said the third hour, once said the fifth hour, how is it going to work? And the fear of Meir that in the third hour and the second hour is that going to work and how that works. That was the first version of how their edus would not be considered to be mucheshes, not be considered contradicting each other. Now the Gemara quotes this ikadam in the fifth line, another version of how Abaye said his statement. Ikadam says Abaye, Omar Abaye, kishetim to lomar ledivrei Rabbi Meir adam toya mashu. You can explain that Rabbi Meir would explain that a person can error slightly in his edus when he's testifying. Ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda adam toya shal mashu and Rabbi Yehuda that a person would be make a mistake of an hour and a little bit. So this is different than the first version. The first version said a person doesn't make a mistake at all, and Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes a mistake up to a half hour. So this is more than that. So how does that work? Lafi this version, ledivrei Rabbi Meir adam toya mashu, a person ma'isa kihava. So when do we assume that this ma'isa happened? When a person said the second hour, and the person said the third hour. So obit sof shtayim, obit chila shalosh. It either happened at the end of the second hour. So in our example, we keep using, well, for the rest of the daf, we'll use 6 to 6 day, 6 a.m., 6 p.m. So the second hour, so the beginning of the second hour is going to be 6 and 7 is the beginning. So 7 a.m. is your beginning of your second hour. At the end of the second hour will be at 7:59 a.m. Or obit chila shalosh, or maybe it happened at 8:01. So that's one version. So then we can assume chadminayu toy mashu, a person is making a mistake by 2 minutes, they're off a little bit in terms of exactly what time it happened. V'divrei Rabbi Yehuda adam toy mashu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person is going to make a full hour mistake. Ma'isa kiyave obit sof shalosh obit chilas chamesh, the person at the end of the third hour. So the 6, 7 at end of 8 o'clock. So 8:59 it happened, or at 11:01. So therefore, a person is making a mistake an hour and a little bit. So then now the Gemara continues, Azal Rav Huna Breid Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yehuda says, he went, Amr L'Shmaita Dekame D'Rava. He explained his words in front of Rava. Amar, he said, Umar, so Rava was bothered by this, meaning he said what Rabbi had told him. And he, Rava responded, now if we would have done the drisha v'chakir, we would examine these witnesses and found that this one said the third hour and he meant the beginning of the third, and this one the fifth hour meant the fifth hour. Then what would happen is that we would assume that they've made a mistake, they've contradicted each other, and we wouldn't kill them. So that we wouldn't kill the guy who they're trying to accuse of being, of doing whatever avera he did. Now it says Rava, v'ana nekum nekum esveka. So at the end of the day, why are we killing them? This is all a suffix. Rashi points out that at the end of the day, who says when the guy said the third hour, he meant at the very end of it, that third hour, and who says when the guy said the fifth hour, he meant the very beginning, to be mitzarev? Why do you have to assume that that's what they meant? And then if you understand it the other way, you could have saved them. You could have said that the two Edom are contradicting each other, and the Wisman one said the third hour, he really meant the third hour, he really meant the very beginning, so he meant going into the third hour, so he meant 7 o'clock, he meant that it happened at 7 o'clock, going into 8 o'clock, 7:05, and the other one said that it happened at the beginning of 11th hour, he meant that it happened at 10 o'clock, whatever it might happen, and then it's going to be a contradictory witnesses. And now at the end of the day, so we have two ways to understand what happened over here. Why are you assuming to make them as close as possible when you have the option to assume that they're making a mistake? And further, he says, is that we specifically, when it comes to dinah nefashos, one of the big differences between capital and monetary law is that in capital law, we try whatever we can not to make sure that the guy gets the death penalty. Because of the pasuk that says, v'yitzi lo edo, the pasuk we're quoting right now, that you should save them. That we learn out from there that when you would do this, you try the best you can to find tainas to save. And that's why we always are poskim b'schus. We try to always start the judgment by saying, oh, is there any way to mimalame that he didn't do anything wrong? Is there a way to mimalame that he's not going to be chayav misa? That, and all these different dinim of v'yitzi lo edo, all the Gemara and Sanhedrin discuss this at length. So clearly, you should not be assuming that you made a mistake between the third and the fifth. Just asked the question. He says that at the end of the day, why was it necessary to explain Shaftu Eda Tilo Eda? At the end of the day, we're not sure what these people said. So once at three, once at five, why do you have to make them as close as possible anyway? Even if it wasn't a dinay nefasha shayla bichlal, why would you assuming that? So Rav Yosef explained, maybe you would understand that at the end of the day, over here, I would have said there's a cheskas kashrus. In general, every Yisrael has a cheskas kashrus, that he's saying the truth. So as much as possible, we'll try to make it that he's saying the truth. It wasn't the fact that it was a capital crime that we're dealing with there. We specifically want to save the guy. We would have accepted that aid is potential. An interesting horror from Rav Yashiv on this sugya. Now the Gemara continues. Elam Rava. Rava says, "L'divrei Rabbi Meir." So therefore, Rava rejects Abaye's reasoning, and he says, "Rabbi Meir, Adam Tuesh Deishos Chaser Masha. A person can make a mistake 2 hours and a little bit less than 2 hours. And Divrei Yehuda Adam Tuesh Shalosh Chaser Masha." Mashu, and a person, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, a person can make a mistake of less than 3 hours. That's the assumption, that the legal assumption is that when I make an Eidus and I said something happened, let's say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I really made a mistake. Maybe it was really 7 o'clock in the morning, maybe it really was at 8 o'clock in the morning, and that would be fine. So how would that work? So it says Gemara, the difference between Adam Toesh Deshaus Chaser Mashu, Maisik Yehava. So if we assume the thing, when did the actual incident happen that he killed someone? Oh, Betchilat Shtaim, Obetso Shalosh. Either happened in the beginning of the second hour or the third hour. So then, if it happened at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, then let's say it happened. I say 7 o'clock, so I wasn't sure if that's 7 going to 7:59. I said the second hour. Was it 7 going to 7:59 or really 7:01? So let's assume the worst case scenario. Says Rava, it's 7:01, and let's assume when he said 8 o'clock, it really meant 8:59. So that's still it's still going to be less than 2 hours. We assume halachically that rove people don't have the ability to distinguish between 2 hours. Again, they didn't have watches back then, so we're assuming that the ages was inclusive of those 2 hours. We give you a window of 2 hours to assume that's legally what you meant. That's binding, that's what you meant. It's not, we're not assuming that the Maisa Haya, and then a person, we're just assuming the Aedis. We're assuming the worst case scenario. Worst case scenario is that you were off by an hour and 59 minutes, and still we accept your Aedis because within an hour and 59 minutes, generally, that's the most likely case, is that people will come to make a mistake. That's reasonable to assume that they made a mistake. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda Adam Toa Shalosh Shalosh Chaser Mashu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a person will be able to make a mistake less than 3 hours. He gives you an extra hour. Ma'isek Yehava Obetchila Shalosh Obesof Chamesh. It could have happened again at 8:01 or 11:59. So in that case, Chamina Katar Shalosh Shalosh Chaser Mashu, you're going to be explaining that if it happened at that point, sorry, at 8:59 and then 11:59, it would be 3 hours. It would happen at, it would be a 3 hour mistake according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So again, this is the same logic as Rabbi Meir, that we're assuming that even the largest case, worst case scenario, it's going to be assumed that you made a mistake from 8:01 to 11, so then, or sorry, 9:01 to 11:59, then you would still have a 3 hour mistake. 9:01, I think I made a mistake. I said 8 before. I meant 9:01 to 11:59. You would only have a maximum of 3 hour mistake. So that's not going to be something which is an issue for us. That's, we're assuming, is Gufa the Aedus. When you said, so now according to Rav, it's fundamentally different. It's not just we're assuming the Aedus is as close as possible. That's what you, it's that people do make a mistake within the 3 hours, and your halakhic window of when you said something happened at 8 o'clock, you really have 8, 9, and 10. You have 8, 9, and 10 to assume all 3 hours is part of your Aedus because you're not exactly sure if it happened at 8 o'clock. The Gemara says it's none. So now we're going to analyze this machlokes of Rabbi and Rava. The Mishnah that I mentioned it yesterday, the Sheva Chakiras, the famous seven things that Gemara and Sanhedrin learns there, actually points out. They learn how Medar Reisa, these are seven Chakiras. You have Botkin Osa B'Sheva Chakiras, the seven with questions. What are the Be'ezer Shavua? In which year of the 7 year Shemitah cycles? Meaning there were seven Shemitah cycles to get to 49 years, and then the next year was a Yovel. So let's say if you were in the second Shemitah cycle, you'd be year from four, year from 7 to 14, right? Because the first Shemitah is 0 to 7, the second 7 to 14, and so on and so forth. The third Shemitah that goes up would be from 14 to 21, and you'd go through 7 cycles of the Shemitah until you got to Yovel. So everyone knew what cycle of the Shemitah we were in. So that's the first question you asked the aide. Then you would ask him, Be'ezo Shana, now which year of the Shemitah are we in? Like, right, we still have Shemitah nowadays. We had it a while, I don't remember. What year of the Shemitah like? We were in like the 5th or 6th year, and I'm not exactly, I don't remember. So, which year of the Shemitah cycle, you have to know what's in also. And then, Be'ezah Chodesh, which month of the year, Be'kamak Be'kodesh, on which date of the month. And also, Be'ezah Yom, and which day of the week. Those are just bothered by this, Be'ezah Yom. Once I tell you, the person says what Yom LaChodesh it is, then what day of the, so then it doesn't matter when I say Be'ezah Yom. At the end of the day, I already knew that, if I say that it was then the 5th of the month, everyone knows the 5th of the month was a Tuesday. You can't change it to Tosos. You already said it, the 5th of the month. The 5th of the month meant that it was Tuesday the 5th. So how do you explain that? Why would Bichal, you would ask this question? So those are the Enechonami, like Zeres HaKosov, we just want him to make sure that he answers this question. It might not be necessarily as relevant, because at the end of the day, when he says which day of the month it is, then you'd know exactly which day of the week it was also. Memele, it'll come out from which day of the week it was. Okay, that's Tosos. Be'ezushah, which hour of the day was it? Be'ezumakom, and also which place? So we see from here that the Mishnah is teaching us that the witnesses are also going to be understood to be asked that question. And then also, there's going to be, that was all Chakiros. Chakiros, and we have Bedikos. Bedikos are like other questions that necessarily are ma'akiv. You don't have to ask them, but if they make a mistake in them, then if they contradict each other, then they would be a problem. Let's say like you can ask him, is he wearing a yellow shirt or a white shirt, a black shirt, you know, what color shirt was he wearing? Or What do you look like? Exactly. Those type of questions, you could ask that. So now the Gemara says it's really Vitanya, but it really is it's not. This is a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, what's the halachic difference between the main questions you'll ask and the secondary questions? So the Chakir is the main questions you ask. Amar Afad Men Enodef, one of them says, I don't know. Then Edusa Betela, then their whole testimony is going to be, invalid. However, when it comes to the secondary questions, if two of them say, we don't know, their testimony would still be upheld because it's not ma'akev. You don't need those things. So the Gemara is saying the analysis of the Mishnah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin has this question. The Gemara asks, Maishna, what's at the end of the day is the difference between Chakiros and Maishna Bedikos? What's the difference between the main questions and the secondary questions? If you don't know, you don't know. You shouldn't be valid. And why should it matter if it was a Chakir of the main question or secondary? The Gemara says, no, here's the fundamental difference. Amina, Chakiros is because that when it comes to the main questions, the main seven questions, Echad Omer, because that is going to be a testimony that cannot become to Hazama. This is an important concept of Eidos Ve'iyata Yachol Hazima. We learn out, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that we learn out from the Pasuk which says, Vidarshu Ashoftim Heite Rashi Kotzes Vine Sheker Ha'ed, that you have Vasisim Lo Kashir Zaman La'asos, that you need to be able to make the testimony that the people had out of fear. That's a whole lumdus in the beginning of Makos, the famous Tosas over there, is why do you have the concept of Eidos Echot Al-Zimah? The whole idea is that people will be afraid to lie. It's a deterrent to stop people from telling a false statement about someone else, or Reuven killing Shimon. If you know you're going to be killed, that Reuven, if you're lying about Reuven killing Shimon, or Reuven doing something that's Chayav Misa, and you lie about it, and you're found to be Zomim, you're going to be Chayav Misa. You're going to be Chayav the death penalty. So that's only going to be in the case where the whole Eidos is mukhash, the whole Eidos is proved to be, is disproven. And that can only be in the Shevach HaKiros if you say, Imanu Ayisim, that you're with us at such and such time. So that's the point when it comes to these chakiros, if you don't have them, they say what day it was. They'll say, I don't know what day it was, right? So we don't remember b'chal what day it was. So then, how do you ever have witnesses gonna contradict their statement? They say don't know what day it was, so then we're not gonna be able to ever contradict them. If they say it was on Tuesday at 4 p.m., so you could say, wait a second, Tuesday at 4 p.m., you were with us in X point. We said you were in Yerushalayim, you were in Yerushalayim. You were in Bnei Brak, you weren't in Yerushalayim, you're an hour and a half away. So then we would mivatel the whole Eidos if that happened. So that's Eidos Sheyachot HaChol HaZimah. So therefore, you need that, because otherwise, if you don't have that, then they can never be refuted into the point that you would not have a valid Eidos. That's the point. However, Bedikos is the secondary questions. Those questions, if they say they don't know, then it would still not affect, it would not affect the Eidos HaTzei Chol HaZimah. It would still be considered Eidos, a testimony that can be refuted, because at the end of the day, if a person says that I don't know what color shirt he was wearing, it doesn't matter. If he told you what exact time he was there, Reuven killed Shimon, you said it happened at 3 o'clock, if you're going to tell him that this exactly happened at 3 o'clock, then you would be able to refute him and prove him to be a Zomimin. So now the Gemara says, now the Gemara didn't finish the question. That was all just the lineup for the question. V'yamartai in shekulei. But wait a second. So this whole vort of explaining that you can refute the testimony of the witnesses, that's only assuming that v'yamartai in shekulei hai chakiros te'ezu shah nami edus shetecholazimahi damrei mitan katayin. But wait a second. If we're just saying now that really when the guy said it happened at 7 a.m., you really, according to Rabbi, give him 2 hours. So you have from 7 till 8 and 8 to 9, you have the whole extra 2 hours. And according to Rabbi, you're going to have an extra half hour from 9 to 10. So then he's going to, you said it's 7 o'clock, I was in Yerushalayim, and the murder happened. And you say, what do you mean? You were with me at 7. You say, oh, I didn't really mean 7. I really meant 9 o'clock. So it's going to be a valid witness. That's the same problem we had before. That's called Eidos Sheyachot HaChol HaZimah. You can't refute him. So the Gemara says, no, you can. Because the Avinu Lakulei Ta'aseh, we're going to assume... for him, we're going to give him the whole mistake. That the whole mistake at this point, we're assuming that you have to be with us from 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. according to this understanding right now. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd have the full. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd have a 3-hour mistake. Rabbi Meir, 2-hour mistake. So you'd have to say from 7 till 9. According to Rabbi Meir, let's go with from 7 to 9. You're with us in Yerushalayim, not just from 7 o'clock. So that would be how you explain the. It still is possible to have hazama, to have the refutation of the second group of witnesses to the first set of witnesses. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, who says that a person can make a mistake with 2 hours, Yavina lehu matchila sharishona ad sof chamesh. We're going to give him from the beginning of the first hour until the end of the fifth hour. The meaning that when the witnesses said that it happened at the second hour, he could have made a mistake by 2 hours. So we give him the first and the second hours along with the third and fourth hours. So since he may have understood that it was 2 hours early, we're going to assume that it happened from the second until the fourth hour. So similarly also, the witnesses may have made a mistake also on the other end of 2 hours. So we're assuming now that we're giving them much more. In the same way you give the witnesses the 2 hours in the beginning, you can give them also 2 hours in the end. The second group also would also, Rashi points out, that the second group also would have to be with them from the beginning of the first hour until the beginning of the third. And then end of the fifth, you'll have an extra 4 hours. And both, you get 2 hours in each direction. You're going to have a total of 4 hours. So then you're going to have 4 hours, 2 hours in each direction. Meaning that when the first one says it happened at 7 a.m., so you give him, it could have happened 8 and 9 a.m. And then one other one said that it happened at 10 a.m., it really could have been 9 and 10. So you have them lining up. So you really have a 4 hour window from as maximum a 4 hour window for them, their ages to line up. So you have from the first hour until the end of the fifth hour. So you have a 4 hour window. Vidino de'asav le'mekar tfei. Really, we should have given him more before, meaning at the end of the day. Why does it start? It should be two hours on both ends. So it should be really, you say it happened at 7 a.m., you should really give him from 7 till 5 a.m. But what do we say? That when was sunrise? Sunrise is at 6 a.m. So therefore, because we assume Nidim Mekar Tfei, Ela Ben Yamamali Leila, Lo Tuinche. No one's going to make a mistake and assume that before 6 o'clock, because it's dark out, it's very different. The sunrise didn't happen yet, so therefore we assume that you'll only get from 7 a.m. till 6 a.m. and not before 6, because 6 o'clock was an Esa Chama, then you can't assume that he made more a mistake like that. Now the Gemara analyzes Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also, we can assume, Yavina Betchila Shah Rishonah, Tzof Shishis, you give him a 5 hour window. We're giving him a 5 hour window because, again, we're talking about where one of them claimed the incident happened in, let's say, the third hour. And the other one said it happened in the fifth hour. So then, if you assume the guy was off by 3 hours, it really could have happened in the first hour. The second group was off by 2 hours. You really give him 5 hours, and you would have that 5 hour window to not assume that they're going to be, not going to assume that there was any hazama. They're not going to have any refutation to their shita. We would have assumed that we give him more time because of the first aid, meaning that the one who said the third hour really should have given him before the third hour. We should have given him really an hour before that because he's going to get up to 3 hours before. So he should have a full 3 hours before, which would be that he would allow before the Neitzach Chama. You should have the 5 a.m. it should start. So the Gemara says, so now turning on to the next Amud, we can't assume that way, because people don't make a mistake between day and night, and therefore the one who said it took place in the third hour, he could only be mistaken by 2 hours. You don't give him an extra hour, because again, he said it happened into the third hour, so meaning that it happened, according to him, from 6 to 7 is the first hour, and 7 to 8 is the second hour. That is it. Now you can't assume that it happened before 6 a.m. You really should have allowed him from 5 to 6, but because of the fact that we go in that extra time, because you're not going to make a mistake, as I mentioned before sunrise. Really, we should have given the other witnesses more time. However, in the other way as well, you should have given him 3 hours. He said the fifth hour. So you really should have given him from the fifth hour, the sixth hour, to the seventh hour. You really have given him to the seventh hour. So again, if he says happened at 11 a.m., you should have given him to 11 to 12 and 12 to 1. However, chatzos, everyone knows what, because midday is the sun already is starting to be in the west. And since it already changed its position, that's a noticeable change that everyone understands. And therefore, we should have given him 2 hours ahead and 2 hours behind, but Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not going to give him 2 hours behind because we're afraid, not afraid, we understand that he knew that when the sun was in the west. So Rashi just points out that this whole discussion that we're having right now is only about assuming that that the persons aren't going to be killed for being Hazama. So again, let's say Shimon and Levi say that, not Shimon and Levi, you have Reuven killing Shimon. That's what was claimed by Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar Zvulun came and said that Reuven killed Shimon. Now you're going to have Dan and Naftali come and say that Yisachar and Zvulun, you guys were with us. So the question is, Yisachar Zvulun, when we're off by this set of hours, Rashi says, that's the whole Shiloh over here, is are we going to kill them? We're going to accept their edus. But if the first witnesses contradicted each other about the time periods, then we for sure would not accept their edus. That's for sure. Even if you assume that they're off within this time period, we're going to assume that you would still not kill the Reuven. We're not going to assume that Reuven actually did in fact kill Shimon. That's what Rashi points out from this whole sugya. It's only a shaila of what's going to happen to Yisachar and Zvulun, who were the witnesses, not what's going to happen to Reuven. Reuven for sure is going to be off the hook if they were off by this amount of time. That's what Rashi points out in the long Rashi. The first one in the Amud. Now, so the Gemara continues. Now the Gemara says, Tanan, we're analyzing the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir says, Ochlin Kol Chamesh. Now, our going on this whole daf, basically, that whole Amud that we had before, and the Amud in yesterday's daf, was all to lead up to this point. Half the Amud in the previous daf, and this whole Amud on Yud Beis, was to lead up to the following question. Rabbi Meir says, this is how it's relevant to the sugyas of Pesach. Rabbi Meir says, Ochlin Kol Chamesh, that a person's allowed to eat the entire fifth hour, Veserfim Tchila Shesh, and you can burn it in the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ochlin Kol Arba, Vetolin Kol Chamesh, Veserfim Tchila Shesh. Now, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both assumed that Midaraisa are only allowed after Chatzos. So now I'm going to ask, according to Rabbi Meir, Damar Adam and Kol Klum, a person doesn't make any mistakes at all, then Nichol Kula Sheet, he should be allowed to eat the Chametz for the entire six, up until the sixth hour, exactly. According to Midaraisa, we're assuming that right now, when is this a problem? It's only a problem after 12 o'clock. So a person should be able to eat until 11:59. So each person should be able to 11:59 and get rid of the Chametz. And if you eat it up until 11:59, you wouldn't have a problem. So Tosfos says, by the way, Tosfos assumes it really goes until 12. It can't be, Tosfos says. It can't be that he's giving him that extra ladder. So therefore, it meant that until the end, basically what I just said, that you'll have an 11:59. Rabbeinu David disagrees. He says, the Torah doesn't say that chametz is not to be possessions after the midday, after the chatzos. Rather, we're assuming that is that the chametz needs to be removed. So therefore, we can assume that you can eat it up until chatzos, and then right after, you're allowed to do the bira, getting rid of it. Okay, either way, we'll go with Tosfos right now. Until 11:59, you're allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says, why shouldn't that be the case? The Gemara says, at the end of the day, you should be able to eat at the end of the 6th hour, right before. So give them an extra 2 minutes, let's say. So then according to the second version, you'll give them 2 minutes, 11:58. Whatever it is, why does Rav Meir hold that a person would be allowed, that has to stop rather before the 6th hour, before 11 o'clock, is already Rav Meir, you're not allowed to eat anymore. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you make a mistake until a 30 minutes, so then nechal ad plat tashit. Why can you eat until 11:30? Why does he say that you're allowed only in the 4th hour, way before then? 10 a.m. already is making you stop. One says you make a mistake in an hour, then according to that, you still nechal ad chamesh. You should be able to eat past 10 a.m. You should be able to eat until 11. So until the end, at 10:59, you should be able to stop. So we see at the end of the day, why is Rabbi Yehuda being maramachmer is allowing you only the 4th hour? So says the Gemara. El Amar Abaye, Sir Abaye answers all this by saying, Edus Masura Lizrizim. At the end of the day, who is Rashi points out? When it comes to Edus, who's going to come testify? Someone who clearly knows what's going on with the times and everything like that, because he's testifying someone killed someone. He knows he's going to have to go through intense questioning by the judges. So clearly, he's going to be very careful. And he knows what time it was, and he's very careful about that, and he knows exactly what the time was. However, Chavetz Masur, the Kol Masur, everyone is knowing the din about Chavetz. Meaning everyone has to be machmer and chametz for all of Klal Yisrael, and not everybody is so careful about knowing what time it was. They didn't have watches, they're not so careful, they didn't know exactly to mevdaik the tazmanim. For sure, people would come to make a mistake, so therefore both Rabbi Meir and both Rabbi Yehuda are going to be more machmer than they are when it comes to halachas of Eidus, when it comes to, they're going to be more mekel when it comes to the halachas of Eidus, about understanding how much a person makes a mistake, as opposed to when it comes to halacha of chametz, they're going to be more machmer, understanding that they're going to be concerned that lest a person come to have chametz. Now the Gemara continues, when it comes to Rav, according to Rabbi Shitas Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says to Amar Adam Toe Shtei Shaos Chaser Masha, who said that a person can make a mistake less than 2 hours. Mitzchilas Chamesh Lonechol. Should we not understand that a person, meaning Mitzchilas Chamesh Lonechol, from the beginning of the 5th hour, a person shouldn't be allowed to eat according to Rava? Now we're in Rava. Rava's world is that a person can make a mistake 2 hours when it comes to Edus. That was the full window we give you, because most people do mistake with 2 hours. So then at the end of the day, a person should not be allowed to eat chametz in the beginning of the 5th hour, according to Rava. So then the Gemara answers that chametz, no. So why is Rabbi Meir more makel, according to Rava? This is on the other end of that, according to Rava now. The Gemara answers, because chametz, chama b'mizrach, b'sheva chama b'mayrav. In the 5th hour, the sun is in the east. In the 7th hour, the sun is ready on the west side, as we mentioned, pointing in the west side of the sky. And everyone notices that, something that's a noticeable change in the sky. And everyone realizes that, so therefore we give them the full 2 hours. So the Gemara asks, and also then, if that's the case, so Yachi b'shit nami necho, but they should be allowed to eat even into the 6th hour, even let them eat 11 o'clock, because you know exactly what at 12 o'clock is going to, it's going to start moving at towards the west. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava d'Rava, shit yom v'kanas d'zakai, the 6th hour, the sun is still in the middle of the sky, and a person can make a mistake, it's going to be to know exactly when 12 o'clock is going to happen is difficult, so therefore we make a zera on that whole hour. The Gemara says, "V'Rava li b'Rabbi Yehuda." This is more probably not given. Amar Adam Toa Shalosh Chazmarz. According to Rava, the way the Rabbi Yehuda understood it, a person can make a mistake up to 3 hours in regards to Eidus. He's not going to notice the time when it comes to 3 hours. So the Gemara says, "Metchilas Arba Lo Nechal." We should not be allowed to eat chametz from the beginning of the 4th hour if that's the case. So the Gemara says, "Chamesh Chama B'Mizrach V'Sheva Chama B'Marav." In the 5th hour, the sun is in the east, and 7th hour, the sun is in the west. Sorry, this is an answer already. The Gemara is saying that the 5th hour is the 8th, but Kol Shekein Arba, and certainly in the 4th hour, there's going to be no confusion that a person is going to make a mistake. So at the end of the day, we're using that svara from 5 to 7, everyone noticed, like we had with Rabbi Meir, and clearly in the 4th hour, it's an extra getter. So the Gemara asks, why would there be an extra getter? Why would there be an extra gzira derabana on the 4th hour? Why didn't you let him eat into the 5th? Why can a person eat in the chametz even in the 5th hour, an extra hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because you're not going to make the mistake between 5 and 7, because they're fundamentally different times. So the Gemara answers, Targuma Abaye, Aliba de Rava. Abaye explained this to give it to Rava. Edus Masrila, Zuzim Chametz Masrila Kol. That we're more machmer when it comes to chametz. Everyone has to know the times, and not everyone's going to know the times. So therefore, we're more machmer to give you a full. We have to give you the full 3 hour difference. You're going to have from 4 to 5, and 5 to 6, and 6 to 7. Those 3 hour differences are going to be we're more machmer, even though people are, when it comes to witnesses, are not going to make a mistake between the 5th and 7th hour. When it comes to chametz, a person will be more careful to be machmir. So the Gemara says, "V'Rava Amar." Rava, that was Abaye trying to answer for Rava. Rava himself gave a different tirus. He says, "Live on your time of the Rebbe Yehuda." That's not the reason. It's not about a mistake. Rather, El Rebbe Yehuda, the time Rebbe Yehuda's understanding to ain't pir chametz el strefa. How does Rebbe Yehuda understand that you have to get rid of chametz? We're going to see this Mishnah at the very end of the parak in Chaf Aleph. Mishnah tells us that chametz is only allowed to be destroyed through burning. V'yahavu rabbanan sha'achas lokos ve'etzim. So how are you going to burn it? You have to prepare it. Not like we have the huge bonfires everyone is preparing for weeks, and the kids in Eretz Yisrael especially are so excited collecting wood for it for like weeks in advance. So it's not like that. It's everyone set up their own fires, and it take a long time. So it's going to take. We're going to afraid that we're going to let you eat all the way up to that time. We're assuming that you're going to forget about it. But here it takes an hour to collect the wood. So therefore, a person can't ask it when it comes to the Shiloh of Eidos, because over here it's fundamentally different when it comes to the fact that a person is going to be preparing the whole time with the firewood. We have to give an extra hour to prepare the firewood. So Mara says, Eitzi ve'Rava, another Rava, Ravina asked a kasha from Rava though. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm ready to aim us at when the chametz is going to be destroyed through burning. Only Shiloh b'shas biru, at the time of getting rid of it. Aval b'shas biuro, however, at the time after it becomes asher ba'na, this is what Harash understands, meaning after 12 o'clock, then hashbaz is b'chol davar. You can get rid of it through any means. You can get rid of it at all. So that means once it's Asr Midoraisa, at that point, Rabbi Yehuda recommends not using Strefa anymore. You can get her any which way you want. So Chedush Aran asks, so how can we tell a person to wait, meaning according to Ravina's Kasha over here, if he waits till after the Zman of Isser, then what can he do? He has the right to get rid of it any which way he wants. So Aran asks, what do you mean? He's going to be over the Isser Doraisa of Tashbisu. He's going to be violating Tashbisu Chametz you have to do before the end of the sixth hour. So that's a very big shayla. Exactly, the fear of Bino David that we mentioned before, that it's not an Isser Daraisa just to get rid of your chametz at the beginning of the seventh hour is the mitzvah dafka. Then according to Bino David, that makes sense. But the Ran, otherwise, the Ran leaves it tarachian a little bit of a shayla according to the Ran how that would be. So now, either way, the Gemara asks this question on Ravina asks this question to Rava. So the Gemara says, so how are we going to answer this? Elam Rava gzera mishum yom ha'mu'unan. The rabbis made a decree when it comes to the halacha of chametz, because we're afraid if it's cloudy. If it's cloudy and you can't tell, it's not possible to tell with regards to the time. So then according to this, Rava is understanding that Rabbi Yehuda would say that chametz is an issue of making a mistake. When it comes to Eidos, why don't we assume that a person might make a mistake between 5 and 7? We're assuming that when it comes to the Eidos, we therefore have to understand that when it comes to 5th and 7th hour, because most of the days we're going to assume it's not cloudy, then there would be there's a suffix when it comes to the 5 and 7, so therefore we'd make a mistake. Therefore you'd have to be you would assume that we wouldn't accept the Aegis. Now the Gemara says, Ihachi, so if that's the case, so then afilo barba shos nami nechal. So then according to this, why should you be allowed in the 4th hour if it's a cloudy day? You can make a mistake also. So you can make a 3-hour mistake, you should be careful on the 4th hour as well. So the Gemara says, because Amar Papa Arba is Mansuda Lakoli. Very interesting thing over here. We're saying that a person's physical body reminds him, he knows it. I think that's true also. You generally know, even if you don't have a clock with you, you could tell exactly. If a person always has breakfast every day, let's say at 10 a.m., he's going to know when it's past 10 a.m. His stomach is going to start rumbling, he's going to get hungry, even if he doesn't have a watch. So over here, everyone knows what time it's supposed to be when he normally has his meals. So that's what we see over here, that therefore, since most people have a meal at 4th hour, therefore, we're not afraid that they're going to miss his mind, because they know when they're normally supposed to be eating. The market in is Taner Rabbanan. We have a brace that supports the Shari Shona Maicha Ludim. The first hour is the time of Ludim. Rashi over here doesn't say what it was. Rashi and Shabbos tells us the people who were cannibals, that they ate people. So they're obviously very hungry people. They're eating all the time. So they're eating the first hour of the day. Shnia Maicha Listim. The second one is the time where people steal. Why? Because Rashi says they're stealing all night, and they take a nap the first hour, and then they eat right away after that. That's when, immediately after waking up, that's when they're eating. Shlish is Malchus Yosha, and the third hour is the meal where those don't have to work in the whole day. So they're busy, they're having a nice long breakfast, you know, a nice hotel breakfast at the third hour of the day. Revi is Michael Paul, and the fourth hour is the time of people who work, and Chamish is Michael Tamil Chamin, the fifth is the time of Chamil Chamin, Shish is Michael Koladam, and the sixth hour is the time of when everyone eats. So the Gemara says, wait a second, we said the fourth hour is when everyone eats, according to Rapapa. V'amar Rapapa, Revi is Mansud al Koli, we said the fourth hour is what people eat, not in the sixth hour. So the Gemara al Ipuch. Rather, we have to fix what the Braisa meant. We have to mend the Braisa. The Braisa meant Revi is Michael Godam, the fourth hour is when everyone eats, like Rapapa. Chamish is Michael Paul, and the fifth hour is the time when people were working, that's when they would eat. And Shishis is Maichal Talmidei Chachamim. The sixth hour is when Talmidei Chachamim eat. So we see from here, that's where a person has the, that's when a person is eating normally in the fourth hour. Just the Kasha, I thought it was a very Nishmaka Kasha from the Hamek Shela. And Tziv asked the question, wait a second. How are we going to ignore the fact that the Poalim Talmidei Chachamim, their bodies aren't used to this? So what about Yom HaMunah? And what about if it's Chladi Day? They're going to think the fifth hour, sixth hour, and they're going to make a mistake when it comes to the time. I thought this was a very Nishmaka Kasha. Either way, very interesting question. One more Ara from the Shishis Maichal Talmidei Chachamim. This is where the Achronim, I think Lachamishna and others on the Rambam says that the person has to wait for Suda Suda, it's 6 hours. Where does he get the fact that a Suda Suda is 6 hours? So the Lecha Mishnah explains that this Gemara, because it says that Talmidei Chachamim eat in the 6th hour, they eat in the 6th hour, so that means 12 o'clock they're eating. Again, a perfect 6 to 6 day is a normal standard day, from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. So then if 12 o'clock they're eating breakfast, they're going to eat later at the Shkia. They're going to eat at the second time, at the 6 hours later. So then we see from there, that's where the 6 hours come from, to wait 6 hours between meal and meal. Mikan ve'elef kizorek even l'chamas. At this point, and if a person does that, it's like throwing a stone in a bag. It's a machlokas. Whether this is, it's bad to do so or it's not harmful. It's not that you don't get the benefit of eating it. We're pointing over here that this is what's called pas shachris. A person is careful to have breakfast and to have pas shachris. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Kufnam Zan, I believe, is the simon over there. That's a very big shayla. These dinim are lech l'maisa. We assume that it's healthy and that's scientifically proven also. Breakfast is the healthiest meal. Person should be having the ramen rice. It's like a king. You should have breakfast. You should have a very, very hearty and healthy breakfast. So the Gemara continues, Amar Abaye, lo Amar Ela, the low time, midi betzarfa. This halacha is only when a person doesn't eat anything in the morning. About time, midi betzarfa. If he has something, he does eat in something morning, leislam, but there's going to be no problem with starting the meal after the 6th hour, because it is going to be, it's still going to be beneficial for him. The Mishnah Berurah still tells you, though, that in the case, it's still better to not delay the meal. You should have the meal before the 6th hour. Even if possible, even if you're going to eat something small, which at the point that Abaye says, it's still beneficial, it's not as beneficial. The best thing, according to Mishnah Berurah, is eat it at the time of either Maichel Tabidei Chachamim or the Maichel Kol Adam, the 4th hour, the 6th hour. That's when you should be eating. That's the healthy meal. Rabbi Yoshev has an interesting topic. It's like, if you have coffee, does that count as the time midi? Is that like considered te'ima, or is that considered not anything that's just a drink? It's only if you eat something. That's an interesting shaila. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Avashik and Machlotas, Vedas Kach Machlotas and Machametz. When it comes to Machlokas with regards to Edis, so too is the Machlokas when it comes to Chametz, that Rabbi Yehuda is concerned with the bigger mistake. Rabbi Yehuda also is going to be concerned with the bigger mistake. The same thing with Chametz, as we just mentioned. So that he's more Machmir with Chametz. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Hainu Haftarmina, we already said this, that that's the case. So the Gemara answers, Ha Kamash Milan, Sheyuna Deshinina Shinuyo Velote Matanahi. You're right, that is a valid answer, and therefore, it is a valid answer. So therefore, we're explaining that the answer that we gave is not according to two different sheets of the Libud Rav Meir and Ribud Rav Yehuda. Rather, both of them are valid. That answer that we gave was a valid explanation of this sugya. Okay, Meir Tashem, we'll pick up with Avraham and Shimon Barashi. Bezer Hashem tomorrow.